play, where some of the dolls have fallen over. All this movement must happen at night, because before she locks up, she spends half an hour tidying and settling, but somehow every morning she finds the dolls have shifted and moved. So she props them up properly, lets their legs dangle over the side, sits them facing the front, saying hello to the customers. But it will be an extra quiet Monday because of the biting wind and because it's much too early for people to think of Christmas. There's all of October yet. Come November, the end of November, things will be different, but she doesn't want to think about November before she has to. At last, the cafe is open and Mona nips out. "Morning, Mona," says Danny, and slips an almond croissant in a brown paper bag. He adds a flapjack and winks. "Bit of extra for my favourite blonde," he says, and when Mona smiles, he leans over the counter and whispers, "There's more where that came from. Sugar and spice on tap. Imagine it," and winks again. Mona puts some change on the counter. "I've got 5 years on you, Danny," she says. "Dog years." She makes for the door. "I can work with that," he shouts. "Anyway, who's counting?" She makes coffee to wash down the